Roger Cook is the health minister. He sponsored this bill, if you like. It is a matter of conscience for all MPs. Roger, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
So are there amendments? There are.
Well, look, Gareth, what we've done, as any government does, when it listens to the debate in the Parliament, we seek advice from Parliamentary Council, from, you know, the Department, about, okay, so if those laws, if those suggestions got incorporated, what would they look like? And obviously, any government, any sensible government, makes sure that they're prepared for the debate to ensure that, you know, we can respond appropriately. There's not an elaborate conspiracy of cover-up or hiding going on here, Gareth. It's I think people really need to sort of understand the context for this. This process happens with any law that gets made in the Parliament. We continue to listen to the debate. We continue to calibrate our own thoughts to make sure that we're considering everyone's concerns.
So why not just put the amendments out for exposure and that way MPs can decide whether they're worth pursuing or not?
Well, I guess if we did that, we'd be accused of, you know, the other thing, which is, you know, putting too much in, you know, information out there, you know, confusing people and so on.
I can't imagine anyone accusing you of being too transparent. You wouldn't hear a criticism like that from someone like me.
So what we're doing, Gareth, is continuing to listen to the debate, and obviously.
Why not put the amendments out?
Oh, because we're not sure if they're good amendments. We're not sure if we'd even support them. Now, clearly, and I can assure you this is going on, members of Parliament are drafting their own amendments,
yeah,
and we're considering them as well. So in the background, Parliamentary Council is assisting all members who have got thoughts about how they would like to see the legislation amended. They're not necessarily coming out with them at this stage. That's the normal course of events, Gareth, and it's simply not true that we're trying to play some sort of exercise of trickery or deceit.
Okay. So what areas of this bill have you prepared sort of back pocket amendments to be produced if necessary?
Well, you don't need to be a political rocket scientist. All you need to do is listen to the debate that took place in the Legislative Assembly. And there was a number of suggestions, for instance, who is eligible to assess a patient for voluntary assisted dying, you know, whether that conversation should be in the circumstances in which that conversation should take place and things like that. So in the ordinary, course of events, any government listens to that, gets advice from the department, what would that look like and what would the effect of that be? And that's simply what we're doing in this particular instance.
So do I glean from that that you've got amendments in your back pocket? Should, for example, the issue of whether doctors are prohibited from proactively bringing up voluntary assisted dying with a patient, you have an amendment ready to go that would be your preferred form of that that's been ticked off by the SSO if the Legislative Council's of a mind to pass such a thing?
Well, not necessarily, Gareth, but what we are doing is talking to all members of Parliament, and particularly now the bill is in the upper house, continuing to talk with members there, also talking to people in the community, stakeholders who have got an interest in this debate. People are coming forward with their suggestions. We're naturally considering them, discussing them.
Looking to understand which specific suggestions that you're prepared for.
Oh, look, they run the length and breadth of the actual bill itself. You know, I think you've mentioned one. There's a range of things, you know, and it pretty much mirrors exactly what went on in the Legislative Assembly. Any government worth their salt, Gareth, would actually sit down and think, okay, well, what would this look like? How should we respond? And we're continuing to get advice and have conversations with the members of Parliament about those issues.
Okay.
We're doing this in a careful, considered and inclusive way. And because of that, these things have to move carefully and slowly.
So are you being evasive and tricky about this?
Look, I don't believe I am. You can ask many of the members in the Legislative Council. I've had conversations with people right across the board in relation to this. Now, clearly, Mr. Goran has made his opinion very clear, and he opposes the bill.
Sure.
But when Mr. Dawson said,
he said, I have no amendments and any government amendments would be in my name, I have no amendments to this bill, and then the questioning continues and he says, well, the government has had conversations with Parliamentary Council about amendments that have been foreshadowed by the AMA and others. Conversations have happened, and then he eventually lands on the position that says, I am advised the government has some draft amendments in its possession.
Well, he's absolutely correct on all occasions. In the first instance, it was, do you have amendments? As in, do you have amendments on the notice paper? Clearly, we do not. So from that point of view, an amendment's not an amendment until it's on the notice paper.
But that's not evasive and tricky.
But have you drafted... No, that's right. Then the conversation went, well, have you drafted them? Have you looked at them? Are you considering them? And, of course, any government worth its salt would say, of course we're thinking about these things. We have to, because we have to respond appropriately to the concerns of all the members.
Okay. Roger, thank you for your time.
Thanks for your time, Gareth.
Roger Cook, the Health Minister. That's not evasive and tricky, according to the Minister. It certainly is, according to Nick Goran. What do you think? 922-118-882. I'll say again, I think these laws are looking increasingly likely to pass, and I think that reflects the will of the people. That's good. That's democracy. But on a bill as important as this, it needs to be done properly. It needs to be done in good faith. Is that good faith? Well, I guess you can be the judge.